Blog Talk Radio.
Black man.
No, not
young.
What you call yourself?
A
Well, I was getting to that point because I was just thinking, I was thinking to myself through this week, you know, I got a lot of things going on, you know, a lot of things that I can just let get to my head real quickly. And I was thinking to myself, like, I can't, being a man is not feeding into your ego, you know, being a man is not thinking you the man, you know, it's not thinking you all that and, you know, such and such. I was thinking to myself, like, you got to humble yourself in anything that you're doing. Humble yourself in rapping and designing and even in artistry, even when you're painting. You got to humble yourself, you know. You don't never know when that next young person going to come along and knock you out your place. If you humble and you stay humble, you won't have to you won't have to worry about that. I thought you were going to say something, but no.
When it comes to rapping, you know, Gino, when Jonathan caught up himself, you got a webpack behind you that's humble and pain. He gets no cue to smile when you call his
phone.
Amen. Now, the biggest thing about rap, right, not just rap, it's anything,
having a what you saying?
The people just stand in so Jonathan has that talent, right? And when he acts like he don't know, that's what he doing. When he acts like what he do know, that's what he looks. Same thing with Larry, I can keep down. Boy, you know, call my son, mom.
We had that rah-rah, like,
the funny part, yeah, the funny part.
One day I was writing a song and I found the beat. I was like, bro, no nigga, I don't even care, bro. I'm like, bro, you write your song and you want to write it, bro. I'm like, bro, you know, but I don't even care, bro. It's like, if you win, you win.
I mean, and let me tell you who won the battle. If the funny thing is, we were going at it neck and neck. Well, neither one of us won the battle.
Yeah, I won.
You, yeah, I'm not the only one.
No,
I didn't win anybody.
No,
you did?
Yeah, because remember, Larry was like, man, why?
Oh, I'm going to tell you why he won. First the whole fact is the triple fact, you know. This is crossover outreach. This is crossover outreach, and he put the name of the church in this song.
Ourselves in the neighborhood and the community place, you know, they too loud. It's like white folks tell me things, you know, they wild days, you know, these girls going wild.
I got something to York Police Academy.
Okay.
Who's no, check it out though. Check it out. The first one, the original one. So we was watching Police Academy, and I'm sitting there with my moms, you know, sitting there with Lencia and Black. We sitting there, we watching the movie, and I don't know if you remember, but they was rioting. But it wasn't Black people rioting. It was, you know, it was a whole bunch of white people rioting. And if anybody needs prayer through this, just let us know. The number to call is 516-418-5857. But as I was saying, we was watching Police Academy, and the white people were rioting. And if you know, in real riots, when we had the Martin Luther King riots and stuff like that, the Rodney King riots and stuff like that, we were getting, you know, hosed down. We were getting shot in the middle of the street. We were getting ran over by cop cars. In this movie, not one white person got hosed. Not one white person got shot. They all circled the police car. They did not run them over. Nigga, it was crazy because I was just thinking to myself, like, nigga, what are you, like, how you just gonna let the cop, how you gonna let this nigga take your gun? You a whole cop. How you gonna take this nigga gun? This nigga took 2 guns out the cop's holster and was holding it to his nose. You ain't got no type of karate skills, bro. You a whole cop, nigga. What you doing? It was just crazy to me, like, our perspective, when we step into their culture, it's something bad, you know? We try to be like them, and we step into their culture, we try to be proper, like I got this here. I know y'all see my turtleneck. I'm looking real proper, man. yeah, that's rough pain. That's rough pain to flow. What you talking about? But yeah, when we try to step into their culture, it's something wrong. But when, you know, when they want to dance like us, they want to talk like us, they want to dress like us, you know, it's not a problem for them. It's just them relating to us, you know? What?
Nigga, I was on Instagram. I see this morning. White girl was showing me how to
quit walk. No, she was not. Oh, see, you got something to say. How your week been, man? How you been? How you bringing in this new year?
Pray, man.
Barely getting to that.
Wait. Our dumpster outside, we have to have must be in his will in order to keep going. There's been a whole lot of them falling. Okay? The whole lot of falling, because they really, their hearts wasn't really getting up. Their hearts was really getting that money.
Yeah.
And now, since they see the real one standing up, how can you stand up and say, faith set up to something real? How can you set up to something real?
I'm sorry, hey, you told me to be passionate. I looked into your eyes one day and I asked you a question. And I thought the motion, the attention, the love you have for this community and people in the house. And I changed.
Wait, let me tell you, the love I have, they changed. You know what I mean?
I want to talk to my brother and
in the corner right here. You know, he's looking kind of small. Out of touch right now. Yeah. So you got to get involved, man. I need to hear from you. How you feeling, man? How you feeling, though? You need some prayer? You need to talk about it, son? You need a haircut. Dude. Hey, I'm not cutting off my beard. I told you, niggas. It's gonna grow. It's gonna grow. I thought about cutting it off, but then I was like, why am I gonna conform to what they want me to look like? It is what it is right now. I'm letting it grow. If I trim it, it's gonna grow longer. Hey, I can look like Jafar, I can look like the nigga at 7-Eleven, and whatever you want me to look like. No, I just wanted to say this. We speak everything into existence. So, you know, like, I think it was a couple weeks ago, I told y'all I wasn't going to lose anymore. You know, and, you know, I kind of fell off my path of what I said. Because now I've been losing my rings, I've been losing. Look, I still won the basketball games, you feel me? Like, I lost twice, but I won in the same day. So do you call that a loss? You don't really call that a loss. That's a loss. That's a loss to a tie. You feel me? So I'm still up. I'm playing two. I'm 3-2, so it don't even matter about that. You know, we're going to play ball today. I got Cuff on my team. He the shooter. He the dark-skinned Curry. So we're going to see what's happening with him. You better hope that black ain't on my team, because whoever else is playing, then it's over. It's over. What you got to say? You got anything to say, Red Paint? I know you back there. You back there silent.
It's the worst thing in the world. I can't believe
Yes, sir.
Yesterday? No, I'm trying to figure out. No, I didn't know what we were supposed to do yesterday. What were we supposed to do yesterday?
You guys remember the hotel?
Yeah.
Oh, was it hotel motel?
The motel.
Okay. The motel is coming up. Look like hotel, get motel, but the motel.
I'll tell you, I told you to get the truck too.
But if any callers need prayer, just let me know. We can pray, give you a prayer. If you have anything you need to talk about, you know, anything. You know, if you got a question that you're not sure about, a question about God that you're not sure about, anything, just let us know. And so I just wanted to hear this. I got two things to say, actually. I know I'm just a radio, but niggas don't ever bring no food in here again. Both of y'all niggas. Nigga, I smell that chicken or whatever you was eating. Oh.
Hey,
if you ain't got enough for everybody.
Hey, I used to hate that at school. If you don't got enough for everybody. I'll be looking at my candy like, damn, I
pulled out a big old ass candy like you was saying. So, yeah, we supposedly, I'm going to say that three times. Supposedly, we got the best rapper and producer at the table. So I just want to hear some bars. Like, I just want to hear some bars, bro. Like,
I'm trying to hear
some bars. I got beat. You know, he's going to rock it out the post.
Thank you.
to make the conversation with the people I'm getting recognized based on Christ. How he prays in the night, or turns into a man that has the Lord in my life. I've gotten home from that thing called life. Had to stumble with some trouble just to witness the life. Had to hunt and move shovels in the day and the night. But found the Lord to teach us all the different life in his life. So when I blow up, that dog, when I blow up, the money making niggas know the grind is just rough. The shine that all the diamonds are rough. But help me God before the diamonds are tough. From all the shine that caused my grinding and stuff. To feed the family good cooked food. I pay for change because all I pay my dues. Dropping wisdom to make the money, Lord, it can't make me. Forbidden city, couldn't greedy niggas style the test. Boosty, boosty, coochie, boosty, baggage, niggas, the game. And I'm playing a game, man. Y'all keep making out line, we're struggling to play. Set some up, Lord, I tell you, my lady, the smoke will help me. Be a fortunate fan, to love a fortunate fan. I'll be ready, I'll be ready.
You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, they want you to have that reaction when you got something like that. he did not let me get my clothes out the Oh, he did not let me get my clothes out the car, and then, like, I'm up here getting all my stuff out, and then, like, the police got to the side where I'm supposed to get the rest of my clothes, but I had to go on the other side. Like, he wanted me to touch him.
Yeah,
like, he
like,
wanted me to
like,
hug him or
like,
touch something,
like,
some type of little thing. Like,
inside of their speeches and stuff. Why is the Christians don't have
Muslim speak inside of theirs. And I said, because in the end, you're going to realize it's only one word.
And it's crazy you say that. That's why, you know, and I want y'all to hear that exactly what he said. That's why the Bible says Jesus is the same today, tomorrow.
You don't need no help.
Because it's like, nigga, we're going to be straight to it. It's like, okay, the Muslims say, oh, it didn't work, so oh, we probably do need to be smart.
No.
Kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from all evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. In Jesus' name, amen.
All right, let's stand on your heart.
And love.
Almighty.